The next panel's coming up, so I'll go ahead and introduce them. This is a state's policy update panel. Todd Edmister with East Bay Community Energy is here. He served the California Public Utilities Commission as an administrative law judge from 2013 to 2016, and prior to then as a public utilities counsel from 1999 to 2004. Before and after his time at California POC, Todd spent over 15 years in private practice litigating various regulatory matters before that agency and FERC, and advising project developers and project financiers on regulatory issues associated with utility scale renewable and traditional generation projects. He also is experienced in negotiating PPAs and interconnection agreements. He has his undergraduate degree in economics from UC Berkeley and his JD from UC Berkeley College of Law in 1995. And also joining him is Carrie Zaleski, who is the chairman of the Illinois Commerce Commission. She's a utility regulator, attorney, and trained engineer with over 15 years of experience in environmental and energy regulation, with an extensive background in public utility regulation, environmental policy and compliance, wholesale power issues and policy, and corporate governance, excuse me. She serves on the board of directors for the organization of MISO states, where she is the DER liaison. And since joining the ICC, she has represented Illinois in national and international policy, represented Illinois in national and international policy discussions in the energy regulatory space. Welcome them both.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here today. It's a pleasure to be out here in Texas again. It's been too long since I was last here, and happy to have returned from the left coast. I would like to get a little bit of audience participation here, if I could lead off, maybe wake everybody up a little bit before I start in the alphabet soup of California regulation. Could I see just a quick show of hands? How many of y'all are involved in project development in some capacity, whether working for a developer or financing development, et cetera? Just get a sense of who we're talking to. Okay, good. I think I got it right then in terms of pitching the presentation. So before we get into the impacts of the IRA, which is the nominal subject of our presentation here, I want to level set a little bit about what California has been doing and is doing, so we can better understand how IRA has landed in the state. And any conversation about renewables development in California for the past almost a decade now, but certainly the past 5 or 6 years, kind of has to involve community choice aggregation. And I, of course, work for a community choice aggregator. So I want to talk a little bit about what a community choice aggregator, or CCA, is, and then frame that more broadly in the general California context, and then talk about how the IRA is layered atop what was already happening here or there in California. So to talk about CCA, I'm going to talk about my CCA, which is East Bay Community Energy, or EBCE, because it's, I think, archetypal of the species. You can see here, we are a community choice aggregator, CCA. We serve approximately 1.7 million customers in a Bay Area county, Alameda County, just to the east of San Francisco, and extending into San Joaquin County further east. If you've done a utility renewable project in California, there's a good chance it was with the CCA. So before I went over to EBC, I was with a big law firm, and part of why I went to CCA is that the question I was spending most of my time dealing with was, what is a CCA, and should we be selling to them? Because for the past, again, 5 to 10 years, all of the action outside of the municipal utility space in California on renewable scale, utility scale renewable development has been with CCAs. The investor-owned utilities, PG&E, Southern California Edison, SDG&E, have been largely out of the game. The counterparties, if you're looking to do a big project, have been community choice aggregators. And you see here a picture of the state with a mapping of the CCAs. Although geographically they don't comprise necessarily the largest slug of land, they do comprise the lion's share of the load. So in PG&E's service territory, the biggest IOU in the state, roughly half of the load is served by community choice aggregators. In Southern California, it's been about the same, but that's about to go up as Orange County comes online, their community choice aggregator comes online. And in San Diego, it's going to be roughly 80-90% CCAs.